You and your husband, of course, vigorously oppose the continuance of nuclear testing. Could you tell me a little bit about that, what you have done?
Well, of course, there's been no nuclear bomb testing for over 2 years.
Do you feel that you aided in some way?
I think perhaps we did a bit. I think when people learned that even the testing of these bombs was doing damage, not only to themselves, but to their unborn children and to the future children, everyone realized, well, this is foolish. We must put an end to this. And as more and more people became aware of this, then they used enough pressure on their government so that the governments themselves decided that there should be no more testing.
Mm-hmm. Some time ago, Mrs. Pauling, I remember that your husband managed to get a petition on which were signed, I believe, over 11,000 names of scientists from 49 countries to ban nuclear testing. What became of that? He wasn't, as I recall, he was in some trouble with the Security Internal Council.
Well, it's true that in 1958, my husband did present to the United Nations a petition signed by over 11,000 scientists from 49 countries of the world, asking that the governments stop the testing of nuclear weapons and pointing out the damage that even the testing of these weapons was doing to mankind. Well, it wasn't, you know, in that fall then of 1958, the governments stopped testing weapons and they called the three governments, the United States and the USSR and Great Britain, met in Geneva to try and get a treaty worked out which mm-hmm. would ban the testing of nuclear weapons for all time. This has not yet been signed, but great progress has been made, and that's one of the things women could do, would be to insist that this agreement be signed.